Grace and peace, everyone. This is Pastor Garfield Crombie from Divine Word Impact Kingdom Ministry. We are a ministry that is built for purpose and designed for impact. I am your host. Welcome to the Empowerment Zone. In dealing with the subtopic of understanding the importance of being connected with your God-ordained Joshua, I stated that the Joshua spirit is a fathering spirit. Last week, I dealt with point number one, and that is they will speak to what's in you and not just what's on you. On today's program, I would like to deal with point number two, is that the fathering spirit will know how to handle you because they recognize what you are carrying and they will not misidentify you. We read in Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 20, where it stated that Mary was found with child while espoused to Joseph. The scripture said that Joseph, being a just man, was mindful to put her away privately to save her shame and humiliation. But the scripture said that while Joseph thought on these things, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream and said unto him, Joseph, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for the thing that is in her, the thing that she's carrying, is of the Holy Ghost, that she shall bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus, because he shall save his people from their sins. So now that Joseph was able to recognize what Mary was carrying, he knew how to handle her and not to misidentify her as an adulteress. There's a man of God that I know personally, and he shared with us that for 20 years he pastored a church. Not only did he pastor a church, but he also birthed daughter churches in this nation and in other nations of the earth. But he found himself in an identity crisis because he realized that what he was doing or functioning as a pastor was a recognition that was placed on him or put on him, and not what God had placed in him. So after coming to grips with this reality, he decided to turn over the church to one of his spiritual sons and to embark upon the journey of the apostle that God had placed inside of him. There are many of God's people today who are sitting in churches under ministry and leadership that is not led by their God-assigned father. So many of these people are being spiritually misgendered, spiritually misidentified, and as a result, mispositioned. Also, as a result, many of God's people find themselves in a spiritual identity crisis because they do not fit in the spiritual skin that they were placed in. There are many today who are functioning under the recognition of an apostle, but God didn't place the anointing of the apostle in them, or they're functioning under the recognition placed upon them of a prophet, but God did not place the prophetic anointing in them. And yet there are those functioning under the recognition placed upon them of an evangelist, but God did not place the evangelist in them. And when what has been placed on you is inconsistent with what God has placed in you, it will create an identity crisis. It will create an identity crisis, which prevents you from moving forward in what God has called you to do. We read, I believe, it's in the book of 2 Samuel chapter 17. David was going out to meet Goliath, and Saul and many of the people, or all of the warriors in Saul's army, were not convinced that David would be able to overcome and defeat Goliath. So after finally convincing Saul that he's the man for the job, Saul placed or put his gun, his armor on David. Scripture says David attempted to go, he stopped, and he took this armor off because he realized that what was put on him was hindering him from moving forward. See, Saul did not recognize the giant killer that was on David, so he placed upon David his armor, hoping or believing that this will help David to at least last 5 minutes in the fight before Goliath took him out. And see, when you try to operate in what man has put on you, it hinders you from functioning and operating in what God has placed in you. It hinders you from moving forward in the might and the boldness of what God has placed in you to contend with the enemies of your purpose. God assigns us to spiritual fathers because spiritual fathers will know what their sons need in order to fulfill their purpose. They will know the level of exposure their sons will need in order to build up their confidence in what God have called them to do. They will know how to instruct, mentor, and father you. Each gift, purpose, and anointing have a unique way in which it must be handled. Each gifting and anointing carries its own temperament. As such, a spiritual father must be sensitive to that fact. So when God assigns you and align you with a spiritual father, they're able to look past what's on you. They're able to speak to what is in you. The scripture says in Romans chapter 8, for whom God did foreknow, he did predestine to be conformed into the image of his dear son. Every one of us born into the kingdom of God, that we have been born into the kingdom with the image of our purpose and our assignment in us. And God will call the spiritual father whom he has aligned us with to see and recognize what God has placed in us and speak to what God has placed in you. Because see, when fathers don't speak, then wounds lie dormant. God has placed within the ovary of your spirit the egg of purpose and destiny. He used the Joshua or spiritual father who is placed in your life to release or speak forth the spermatozoa of his word into the womb of your spirit, so that the conception of your purpose and the dilation of your destiny will begin to take forth, and the you whom he did foreknow and did predestine to be conformed into the image of his son will begin to come forth. When Jesus heard that Lazarus had died, and after 4 days he went to Lazarus' tomb after saying, show me where they laid him. He went to Lazarus' tomb and instructed them to roll the stone away, and then he called out, Lazarus, come forth, and Lazarus came forth. See, the first thing Jesus did was instruct them to roll the stone away, and God has put spiritual fathers in our lives to roll away the obstacles, to roll away the obstruction, to roll away the hindrance, to roll away the blockage, to roll away the impasse that is preventing us from coming forth. And then God uses that same spiritual father to call us forth, to say, apostle, come forth, to say, prophet, come forth, to say, evangelist, come forth, to say, shepherd, come forth, to say, pastor, come forth, to say, gift of giving, come forth, gift of compassion, come forth. So God has aligned us, the spiritual fathers, to call forth the image of our purpose and assignment that he placed in us when we were born into the kingdom. We read in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, when the Lord called Jeremiah, and Jeremiah was given all sort of reasons and excuses why he was not the man for the job. And God said to Jeremiah, before I knew thee and formed you, before you came forth out of your mother's womb, I ordained you a prophet. So God was not calling Jeremiah to be a prophet. God was calling Jeremiah because he was a prophet. So God sent forth the spermatozoa of his word into the ovary, of Jeremiah's spirit to cause conception and just cause conception of his purpose and the dilation of his destiny to begin to come forth. And then after the prophet, so God had to roll away the stone of Jeremiah's objection, roll away the stone of Jeremiah's sense of unworthiness, roll away the stone of Jeremiah's sense of unpreparedness, and then call him forth and then set him as prophet over the nations to plant, to uproot, to tear down. So God has placed so many giftings and anointings in the heart and lives of many of his people, but because they have not found their spiritual father, because they have not come into the alignment of their spiritual father, they are still bound in the cave of their experience. They are still bound in the cave of uncertainty. They are still bound in the cave of lack of direction. But God, all of those under the sound of my voice, God wants to connect you. God wants to align you. God wants to bring you in a connection and in alignment with your spiritual Joshua, with your spiritual father, so he may begin to speak to what is in you, so he may begin to call forth the prophet, the apostle, the evangelist, the shepherd, the teacher that is in you, that you may go forth in the boldness and the might of the Holy Ghost to fulfill the work and purpose that God has called you to, because God has ordained you and positioned you as the man, as the woman, or as the son or the daughter for the work of the kingdom. And God has brought you in the kingdom for such a time as this. So pray and ask God, who should I be connected to in the season that I'm in? Pray and ask God to lead, to guide, and to direct you to your spiritual Joshua. To lead, guide, and direct you to your spiritual father, that you may arise and go in the might of your purpose, of your assignment, of your calling, and of your anointing. The Lord bless you and go in this thy might. We pray that you are blessed by the word today. You may contact Divine Word Impact Kingdom Ministry, home of the Empowerment Zone, at 772-323-8890. If you would like to support this program, you may donate by using Cash App, $DWImpact, or Zelle G. Crumby at divinewordimpact.org. Join us again next Saturday at 8:30 a.m. right here at WCNO 89.9 FM. Be blessed.